Well, my next guest is the brains, creative thinking, businesswoman and lifestyle guru, Barbara Fernandez, who founded Rocking Raw Chef. Actually, not a stranger to Cambridge 105, or indeed myself. We met at the Eat Festival earlier this year. And traditionally, at this time of year, we all go a little bit mad, overindulge and sit down to a great hunk of meat on Christmas Day. But what do vegetarians and vegans do? I hate to use this term, but to kind of get through this period when most things are geared up to suit the meat eaters. Good afternoon, Barbara.
Good afternoon, Louise. It's great to be here.
Yes, it's fantastic to have you. We met back in, I think it was May, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And it was absolutely fascinating to kind of see the sort of things that you're doing. But let's get started on Christmas time, because traditionally, I suppose, you always get associated with a knot roast or something like that. So tell me, what will you be sitting down to this Christmas?
Let's see. I kind of have my Christmas food like all throughout the holiday period.
Okay.
I don't keep it to just Christmas. So
yeah.
I have lots of different things. Plus, like, my kids don't like turkey anyway. So,
okay.
It can be all kinds of things. But this year, I mean, I do have a nut loaf that I make that's like super quick. But my current favorite is mushroom sweet potato sliders. So they're kind of like mini burgers, you know?
Yeah.
Those are super, super easy to make. So I'll have those, and then I make like a mushroom gravy, but I use dehydrated mushrooms with some warm water, and there isn't even any oil in it because they have quite a lot of flavor. So, and then I make mash as well, but mine is parsnip and cauliflower, and, you know, it all uses raw ingredients, everything that I do, and none of it's heated to above 47 degrees. So it's warm, but it's never cooked because then all the enzymes are there and stuff, but it's still warm. Cranberry sauce as well. So I just thaw some frozen cranberries and mix that with oranges and a bit of maple syrup, and then and dessert. Yeah, I'll have my, you know, vegan version of cheesecake, which I make with soaked cashews, and then, you know, a base that I do with like buckwheat and dates and stuff. And in fact, I just had a three-course dinner at the new Ibis Hotel in Cambridge next to the station called Simply Ravishing, and it was like three courses of, you know, holiday-themed food. So we had cucumber canapes and, I don't know, mini spinach quiches and all kinds of stuff. Mm. So I always have a lot of options.
I'm sure there's lots of people kind of listening to this and thinking, oh my goodness, lots of veg. But actually, I mean, I tasted some of your food and it was absolutely fantastic. And the range now, I think, that you can get is absolutely, like, it's so different to what it was a few, you know, even just a few years ago, isn't it, really? And what about when you go out? I mean, because obviously you're going to get invited to parties. How do you, you know, what do you do if you get invited somewhere? Because I think even now, things like wines and stuff are quite often not vegan, are they? So,
my big thing is making sure that my food is raw or fermented, rather than, so I try to have vegan options as much as possible. But for example, wine is fermented, so there's no problem there. I'm not a big wine drinker anyway, so when I go out now, there's always versions of, well, everything really. There is wine, but usually I'm just not even interested. I'll have like an elderflower cordial or something like that just because I like the taste better. But I know for people who, you know, who might be struggling and worried about it, I always tell people, you know, if you're going to go out and you know that there's going to be loads of food that you can't eat. So, for example, let's say somebody that really needs to eat like gluten-free, for example, when they have very little choice, then I tell them to just, you know, have a healthy meal before you go, and that way, you know, you won't eat
It'll
as much.
It'll take you through the evening, yeah.
Yeah, or just have like a, I don't know, quick green smoothie or something like that, and then when you get there, just have the salads. But I do find that more and more people are providing those options, especially if you ask nicely. Like, what I say to people as well is, if it's a party, then I might call the host or hostess and just say, oh, you know, I can't wait for your party. Would you like me to bring something?
Yeah.
You know, by offering to bring something, at least I know there's one thing I can have.
Yeah, yeah, that's good. I mean, now, am I right in thinking this was not always your lifestyle?
No.
Okay, so tell me, how did you kind of get into this? So what was your kind of inspiration or your reasons behind doing what you do now?
Well, now, yeah, I mean, now, as I say, I eat primarily, just food made from natural ingredients and stuff, but I grew up on, well, a standard American diet with like steak and potatoes and apple pie and ice cream and all that stuff. Well, long story short, I struggled with my weight for years when I was a rock singer and I had a record deal. This was before the internet. So it was a long time ago. You couldn't just like go on YouTube. you had to have a record producer and they wanted me to be stick thin. They put me on this horrible diet where you just basically eat like almost nothing. Mm. And so I was grouchy all the time. And anyway, I got sick of that and I left the producer because I was just in such a state. It was really quite, it was like 800 calories a day and then went down to 600. It was awful. So I was in this juice bar in California years later with my kids. And then I happened to see this book and it said raw. And I looked at it and I was like, oh, that looks interesting. And then the book basically said, and this is the way that I explain it, you can, if you make your food, if you know how to do it, you can get the benefits of eating a salad, except you're eating like curry and chocolate pudding and pie and stuff like that. Because, you know, if you eat a salad, you're eating mostly raw ingredients, right? But if you take veggies and soak them and marinate them and blend them and, you know, really play with the textures, you can create all kinds of just incredible food. And what I noticed was when I started to eat that way, I just felt really amazing. Like my reasons were totally selfish. My reasons were like, I want to eat gorgeous food and not be huge. You know, that was like my main reason. But I felt so good and I had so much energy. I was like, oh my God, this is just incredible. I want to feel this way all the time. So then I had a problem though, because this was like 15, 16 years ago. That wasn't what there is now, you know. And I couldn't find recipes that were quick because I actually hate to cook. Like, people are surprised, but I don't like to cook.
But you host.
Oh, so well, that's different.
We'll come to that later, but yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
it's fun to host, but I mean, my main passion is teaching other people how to make it for themselves. That's what drives me the most. But hosting is fun, but, you know, just being in my kitchen for myself or for the family and spending 5 hours, you know, making some kind of souffle or something, I would just like shoot myself or something. That's not what I want to do.
Please. No.
So it all had to be quick and I couldn't find anything. So, you know, I had to solve my own problem and it took me like ages to do it. 10 years, I think, if I'm honest, because I had two small kids. And so it was really a very slow
process.
Yeah. And then people were like, oh, your food is really good. You should open a restaurant. But that was not what my son was saying when I first started, you know. I remember I had followed somebody's recipe for this blended soup and he must have been like 7 or something, and he took a bite of the soup and he literally like ran out of the room and ran to the loo. He was like, ah, you know, it was like horrible. And you know, the recipe promised it would be delicious and I was like, oh
yeah.
Now my soups, you know, I have my own versions and they're really nice and, you know, people ask for them. And
yeah, I think now the range is so much better, isn't it, for people who are gluten-free, dairy-free, vegan, vegetarian, all that sort of thing. So that obviously makes your job slightly easier now.
Yep.
But back then, it obviously wasn't easy at all.
No, it was really hard. I mean, there's definitely a lot more options now. The only thing that we still have to make progress on, I think, is for celiacs, because, I mean, I won't get into this now, but for lots of reasons, I feel that nobody should be eating gluten. I mean, it has been linked to autoimmune diseases like Alzheimer's and things like that, and the scientific evidence is overwhelming, so all my food is gluten-free. But if you can't have any gluten at all, I was in the supermarket today, and like there's a 99% chance my daughter has celiac. So I thought, okay, at least she's in the right house, you know, but I was trying to look at the bright side. But I'm walking around the supermarket and thinking, okay, there's almost nothing that she can eat. So there's still a ways to go, but definitely it's a lot better, for people who want to eat veggie, for example, or even vegan, there's, you know.
Do you think a lot of that's come off the back of high-profile celebrities turning to this lifestyle now?
Yep. I just laugh, you know, when people are like, oh, I'm going to get my spiralizer. And this is just so nice. And I'm just so gorgeous. And I'm like thinking, I've been spiralizing vegetables for 15 years.
I bought myself a dehydrator a little while ago. They are absolutely brilliant, aren't they? Who knew? Cucumber crisps. Amazing. Yep. They're fantastic. Yep. And actually, I think if you have them in there long enough, they really do go crispy.
Yeah.
And it gives it such an entirely different flavour. And, you know, and I think that's the thing. I think it's making people aware that what would probably normally, you know, I come off the back of a generation as like you, where it's meat and two veg.
Yeah.
You know, but now that, like you say, showing people that there are different ways of, you know, doing things. So on to you and your business, Rocking Raw Chef. You host things and you've got a few coming up as well, haven't you?
I have classes coming up, yes. What's funny, you mentioned the dehydrator because that's actually the next class I've got coming up, We've been doing monthly classes at Etco Cafe in Sherry Hinton, which I love. The venue is just perfect. We have the same ethos and everything. So it really feels like a partnership. It's fantastic. So as I said, my passion is empowering people. So I teach people how to make almond milk and, I don't know, oat milk and cheesecake, you know, all these things. And the one thing everybody says after one of my classes, it's really funny. They just go, but it's so easy. Like, your recipes are, you know, they're kind of, they can't quite get it. But I make them do everything. Like, I just stand there and they do everything. I don't touch anything. I say, okay. And because sometimes for somebody, just the, just putting a cucumber in a, I don't know, chopping a cucumber or putting a courgette in a blender somehow breaks the barrier that they have. And then they think, oh, I can do it. Anyway, so but the next class that we're doing, yeah, is on Saturday, 21st of January. It's from 10 to 12 in the morning on a, well, 10 in the morning to 12 noon on a Saturday. And it's called Dehydrator Magic. So we're going to be doing crackers, crisps, pizza bases, wraps, and things like that. Mm. So all gluten-free, but really easy. I'm also going to teach people how to make their own almond flour and things like that, because those things are quite expensive in the supermarket, but you can do it for really, really cheaply if you know how to do it yourself. Yeah. So that's the, and then we're going to do, in February, we have another class on soups and curries and things. And then in March, we're doing pies and tarts and stuff like that. So every month, a different theme.
So where can we go to get that information?
So the easiest place is to go to my website. So it's rockingrawchef.com, rocking like rocking chair, raw like raw, chef.com, /cookery-classes.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
And you've brought in a little treat for us, and this is your sort of spoof take on Mercy. So explain this, and then we'll play it, and then we'll go into travel.
Oh, yes.
It's going to be a bit late.
But, yes, yeah. It's because I, as I said, I was a rock singer before, but I wanted to use my voice to do things to help people. It sounds like really cheesy, but honestly, it's true. And also, if I have my own business, I have control over my music and stuff. So I take popular songs and then I just change the words to be about healthy food because I think, oh, that's more fun, right? So my idea behind Mercy is I wanted to do some songs around sugar because I've been working with SugarWise. We were at Parliament recently. That was quite cool to go to the Sugar Summit. And so the one of the MPs there, he's head of the National Diabetes Foundation. And so I thought, wouldn't it be funny if I did something around sugar and then I'm going to send it to him and see what he says, right? So anyway, this is the song. I thought I'd do something, fun around sugar to raise people's awareness.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much for coming in, and we'll rerun the information after we've listened to this and after we've done the travel. And fantastic. Thank you very much.
Well, thanks for having me.
Okay.
My surprise to get you sugar wise.
Yeah.